Welcome to Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights, a podcast by coaches for coaches. Our guests share their hard-won wisdom to help you grow your coaching business and create a life of success. So get ready to unlock the blueprints to your success. Welcome everyone to our newest episode. I'm thrilled to have you here, and I am also thrilled to have Tess Chang. Her company is Glow with Tess, and she is a health and wellness coach. So welcome to the show, Tess. It's lovely to have you.
Thank you for having me on the show. What an honor.
Absolutely. Good. So tell us a little bit about your journey. How did you become a health and wellness coach?
Well, I was actually trained as a nutritionist, and I was practicing as one when I was back in LA for a number of years after getting my master's at NYU. But then my passion really came from a family history of disease. My family had a history of diabetes. So from a very young age, I was already aware of it, and I could see some of my relatives getting sick. So, and I believe that lifestyle could really make a difference, especially with what we eat, what we put in our body. So I became a nutritionist to help a lot of people with their diet changes. But then when COVID hit, you know, I started doing more research on coaching on a more holistic approach. And I felt that, you know, it wasn't just the food, but it's, you know, whether you exercise, how you sleep, whether you manage stress, and even something like social connection matters to your overall well-being. So that got me really interested, and I decided to switch into coaching to, you know, really help people with their health, you know, in terms of their lifestyle changes.
That's lovely. Yeah, you've really hit all the coasts, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I guess so. Because, you know, I moved from London. That's where I grew up. And then I moved to New York to do my master's. And then from there, I went to LA. And now I'm in Miami.
I love it. You hit all the hot spots that people like to vacation in. So lovely.
Yeah.
And I love your journey from, you know, eating problems within your family and things. And then looking at more holistic coaching, exercise, sleep has been a really big one. I actually have had people I've interviewed who are sleep coaches.
Oh, yes.
Because it's so, like you said, it's so important. And then social connection is really important. But when people, I don't want people to think of social media, because that's, you know, that's a different kind of social connection. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. When it's in person, it's very different. Or even if a friend gives you a phone call, it's really nice to have a chat, or even go out and have a coffee and talk about perhaps what's bothering you. Or you know, even when it comes to building a new habit, it's nice to have an accountability partner. So you can have a friend to go out and do an activity that you both enjoy. It makes such a difference. And when you have that social connection, you know, you are in a happier mood, you know, you can talk through your, you know, your journey with someone. It makes so much, you know, it really makes a difference rather than just working on your own. So that's why I always suggest, you know, suggest having an accountability partner or get some support. You don't have to do it alone.
Yeah, I love that. I think I even forget myself that, you know, I didn't grow up in Richmond where I am. I grew up in Michigan and went to college there, and I lived in England as well. And you just forget the importance, like you said, of picking up the phone and calling an old friend. And just reconnecting, because I know when I've done that, I get off the phone and I'm happier. You know, it reminds me of really good times we had together and experiences and fun things we did. So I love
Absolutely.
I love that. The other thing that I've mentioned before, not to you, but on other episodes, is that I had no idea the connection between how you felt when you were eating has an effect on how your body uses what you're eating for energy or for, you know, other things. And I'd never thought, I mean, it makes total sense, but I'd never thought about that. It's fascinating.
Yeah, it's all interconnected. You know, that's why it's important to do those things well in all areas rather than just working on one thing, you know, such as exercising. But then, you know, your eating habits matter, and whether you get enough sleep, you know, the body is all in, you know, connected.
Yeah, that's funny, because we totally didn't treat it that way back in the 80s and 90s. It was, you know, anyhow, it was a very different time. So I'm grateful for what we all know now. So tell us a little bit about how you work with your clients. Do you do one-on-one coaching? Do you have group coaching? And kind of what does that look like?
Well, most of my clients are mainly private clients, so we work on one-on-one, and very often virtual, and some of them in person as well. I find that with virtual coaching, you know, like on Zoom, people like it because they like the flexibility, and it's just as effective as in person. But of course, sometimes it's nice to put the face to a voice and meet, you know, especially if they happen to be in town, if they live somewhere else. I do have clients in Miami, but for the ones who are out of town, you know, we might meet a few times a year, and normally once a week, either on Zoom or in person. And we go over, you know, what the goals are and how we go forward from one week to another. And really, Or, it really depends on what they want to work on, because it's really, where they want to go from A to B, and we work out some ways, some strategies to go to get there. I also do workshops, so I go to companies or other places and pick different topics. For example, something such as diabetes prevention, what kind of things you can do. The other one about sleep, I mean, that's a big topic. A lot of things you can do to improve on your sleep. That's something I also work with my clients too. I mean, with all of them, I always say, how well do you sleep? Because that matters, and if you don't sleep enough, you don't have energy, and then you get stressed, all that will actually affect you, in how you make diet, eating choices.
Because you make, I feel like I know I make worse choices when I'm tired or stressed or, not feeling good. Then, you want to grab the something easy that's munchy and crunchy. And it's not usually vegetables, I will confess.
That's right. But the body has a way of telling you, it's tired, so it needs more energy. So the first thing you will think of is perhaps sugar, because that will give you energy. But it's not even thinking about how, whether it's good or bad for you. But the brain's going to say, I need energy right now. So just grab hold of whatever you can get hold of. So it's really important to keep stress, under, management, so you don't get into that frenzy, And of course, it also affects your relationships with other people.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about what kind of clients do you work with? Are they, single moms? Are they, executives? Are they, all of the above?
They're executives, professionals, and a lot of times they're also business owners. I find with these people, they need a lot of help because their schedules are so, crazy, and they're traveling all the time. They're not just home, and a lot of them are just frustrated. They feel that they have low energy, they're stressed. They know they need to do something, but they don't know where to start. So, and if they try things, they go on the internet, and then get some information, but then they're really confused about what's out there. A lot of times, misinformation, and even if it's information can use, it's very difficult, when you are not actually having done research on it, you're not, coming from that field, how to digest all that information, because one day it tells you, oh, you should eat this, you'll be fine. And next day you say, no, you do something else. And then you think, well, what is what? So they find it's helpful to have guidance and have some support, someone to keep them on track. And if they get off track, someone to bring them back, to where they should be, and remind them why they want to get where they want to be. And then, together we can come up with strategies. It's all customized as to what would fit in with their lifestyle, because everyone's different. And some people, perhaps if they're single or they're married or they're living with young children, and whether they travel all the time and have to deal with jet lag and attending conferences, because it's easier to be home and manage those habits, your schedule, your routine. But when you're away, then that's you have to deal with all those distractions. So really, a lot of it is mindset. Is how you look at it, how you view about your about lifestyle changes. I would say have a positive mindset about it. Looking after your health is an investment, so it's not a chore, it's not a nuisance, because it enables you to stay alert, healthy, fit, and continue to do what you love to do.
Yeah, I love that because I know when I travel, it is harder to kind of keep track of what have I eaten? Do I have I had enough water? Am I dehydrated from the plane? Am I taking advantage of the gym that's free and readily available to me? Or, am I making good choices when I'm going out to dinner? I do think that that's so important and so needed for people to have somebody to say, and I would think to plan ahead
Oh, yes.
when you can kind of project what those situations you're going to be in and how to plan ahead to handle things instead of having things, having to make the decision on the spot when you maybe don't have the energy for it.
Definitely, yes. Planning is the key. That's what I suggest to my clients. You just look at your health habits, just like what you would do with your business, with your work. You plan ahead. You know what you're going to do for the following week. So the good thing is to perhaps spend a weekend thinking, oh, where am I going to be? How my schedule is going to be, how can I slot in that workout? I'm going to be away, but can I actually have a quick workout for 30 minutes? Or if I have to get on a long haul flight, what do I do before? And whether I can bring food with me. And even if you're going to a restaurant, say for business dinner, I always suggest, if you know where you're going, perhaps take a look at the menu beforehand. And so you have some preparation, so you're prepared. And when you get there, you know what kind of choices you're going to make. As you said, definitely don't leave it till the last minute, because then you panic, you're hungry, and you just think, oh, okay, I'll just do whatever.
Yeah, and you have to look at, you're totally right. You have to look at your habits. When I sit down to dinner with my friends, I might have a glass of wine and I might have one of the piece of bread that comes out. But when you're with, networking or with colleagues, you might want to skip the wine and skip the bread and have something lighter so that you feel good in the moment and you'll feel good the next day as well.
Exactly. Then this way, the next day you feel that you have not been distracted, you've managed to stay on track, and you feel good about yourself, not only mentally, but also physically. You don't feel that, oh no, I made some bad choices the night before, and now I have to do something to make up.
That's right. There was something else I was going to ask you about. You were talking about mindset and investment. I don't know.
Mindset is really the key, because rather than looking at it, saying, oh, I have to cut down on sugar. Oh boy, but I love sugar, but that's not good for you. So when you give up, let go of a bad habit, it's not a sacrifice. It's actually a liberation, because you're letting go of something that's not going to do you good in the long term.
I love that, letting go. But talking about sugar is such a hot topic. I would think that maybe, a little bit of natural sugar, like a banana or something, would be better, a better choice than, sticking, lumps of sugar in your tea. You know what I mean?
Yes, definitely. Yes, no added sugar. Our brain tells us we want sugar, but really, it's good to actually cut down on sugar, because it has so many negative effects, and it's addictive. And that's why a lot of time it's been added to processed food, highly processed food, so that we stay addicted, so we will keep eating it. So yeah, natural and fruits are better than, say, some kind of artificial sweeteners. And of course we know, we always know that sugar's been linked to the risk of developing diabetes, and then diabetes leads to other chronic diseases in the long run. So it's a vicious circle. So I always say the best thing is actually just keep it as a treat. Have it at outside, don't keep it at home. This way, then you don't have any temptations.
Yeah, I love that. You also mentioned what I was trying to remember was you were talking about traveling on a plane. And I remember a friend of mine, she went on an overseas flight. This is many, many years ago. And she said they did like chair exercises where they had everybody in their seats, arm right arm up, left arm up, just to get people, moving a
Moving.
little bit. 'Cause sometimes you sit for, 8 hours. It's ooh,
Even
exhausting.
five, because I used to fly out to back to California quite often, and it takes about 5 hours. And very often I would notice some people never get off their seats for 5 hours. That's a long time to be sitting down. And if you're not getting out of your seat, what does that mean? That you're not staying hydrated. If you stay hydrated, you're going to have to go to the restroom. So it's very important to keep your water intake going. And that way also then it makes you move, because you have to get up and go to the restroom. It's also worth doing that when you're in the office, rather than staring at the screen for hours on end. You want breaks in between, so it's breaks from your screen, which is important for our eyes, but also it's important for movement. Stay hydrated, that way you don't even need reminders. Your body will remind you have to get off and do something else.
I love that. Can you talk about any of your clients who have, come to work with you and maybe some transformations they've enjoyed?
Oh yes, one of the clients definitely spring to mind very quickly. It's a gentleman in his 60s. He came to me because he was active, but then he was frustrated with his eating habits. He knew there were some changes he could make, but he was kind of confused, not knowing what to do. He was self-employed, working for himself, so it was kind of easy. But he also had very busy schedules, so he would have appointments back to back. And then we look at his schedules, and he also wanted to lose some weight, and he had a history of kidney stones, and they can be very painful. He wanted to know whether there could be something he could do. So first of all is hydration. Again, for kidney stones, you have to stay hydrated. And I said, just remind yourself, even though when you have appointments, it's busy, but remind yourself to stay hydrated. And then he said, oh yes, of course, I was hardly drinking water sometimes because I was just so busy. We did that, and then I suggested to him to go to the gym, which was right next to where he worked, and he started doing more cardio, even though he had been doing a lot of weight training. But I said, what about cardio, to perhaps help you to lose for the weight loss. And then with food, very often he would just go next door to grab a sandwich or something. And we talked about it, and then we figured that perhaps he could actually bring food to work. And since there was a fridge at his workplace, you could actually bring a salad with some protein. And that way, he could then eat something healthier rather than just going next door out of desperation. And after those changes, after those things we talked about, he made those changes, and he was so happy with it. At the end of the program, he lost the weight he wanted, and That was about a year and a half ago. And to this day, he still hasn't had another episode of kidney stone. So we both are happy. He actually sent me a picture of him in those old trousers that he used to be able to wear over 10 years ago. He goes, "Look, they fit me again."
Oh, I love that.
And to this day, he still goes to the gym a lot. He brings food to work. You know, those habits have stuck with him because he doesn't want to go back to where he was. So that was definitely a success story.
Yeah, that's definitely a success. And I love how you just made small changes because even like the sandwich, that's they're typically like subs and they have, a lot of bread and in the States, there's a ton of sugar in bread. My husband's English. And so when he came over here to the States, he was like, everything here has sugar in it. He's like, the bread has sugar in it. He's like, that's crazy. So, and then the processed meats and, it all adds up. It seems so innocuous. Oh, it's a sandwich.
Yes, everything matters and everything you do, has an impact. And sometimes that's why it's so good to work with someone, then you come up with together, you can brainstorm and come up with some ideas. And certain things you just need pointing out, when you eat a lot of bread and you're not eating a lot of the good things, such as protein, so you're filling yourself up with something that is not going to nourish you.
Yeah, it's just going to fill you up. It's not going to give you any energy, right?
No, not at all. No. And so, all those little effect, as you said, all those little changes make a difference.
Yeah, and the accountability is the key though, that he had you to bounce ideas off of, to articulate, his days and how can I incorporate these better habits into my day, and to you talked about earlier to remember the why. Why are you doing this?
Exactly. Yeah,
Yeah.
definitely. It's very important to know the why when you set up goals.
Absolutely. So give us one tip. If somebody's saying, wow, Tess, she's speaking my language. I want to take at least one step forward. What would you recommend that they do at least to get started?
I would say make them small steps. Try one thing at a time and see how that fits in and how you work with it. Don't overwhelm yourself with four or five changes. Then, it will get too overwhelming. So try one thing. If you want to cut down on sugar, don't do it all. Don't go cold turkey. So if you put 2 teaspoons of sugar in your coffee every morning, don't suddenly say none at all, because then your body says, "I don't like this. This tastes horrible." And then you forget it and you say, "I'm just going back to having 2 teaspoons." But cut down, say by half a teaspoon each time, and gradually, cut that down to say none if that's your goal. Same as if you want to get more sleep, perhaps go to bed an hour earlier or half an hour earlier, and this way it's not so overwhelming for your system.
Yeah.
And as I said, sometimes working on your own is difficult, so get some support, get some accountability.
I love that. I love that. So remind us again, who is your ideal client? Who's the perfect person for you to work with?
My perfect person would be someone who has a very busy, demanding schedule and who's looking, because of his work, in a senior executive, especially someone who's on the road a lot. And he's motivated. He wants to make changes because he understands the impact of chronic diseases on your long-term on longevity. Someone who wants to live for a very long time, but live well at the same time.
I love that. And you said him, but you work with women as well, right?
Oh, both men and women. With women, I do a lot with women who actually gone through menopause, and now research is showing that women are actually twice as likely to develop Alzheimer's than men. So brain health is really important, and there's so much you can do for brain health. Really, a lot of things, not just eating, but sleeping, exercise, all those things really matter.
Yeah, that's brilliant. So if people are saying, Tess, like I said, you're speaking my language, I think I need to talk to you. What is the best way for them to reach out to you?
The best way is to go on my website, Glow with Tess, which is spelled GlowithTess.com. It's just one W. And then you can go on social media as well. You find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. Again, the handle is Glow with Tess. Go on my website, take a look at the blog post, fill in the contact form, and this way we can start having a conversation and see how we can support, how I can support you and work together.
I love that. So we'll put links to all of that in the show notes below so that people can just click and reach out to you. So I
Thank
have
you.
one last question, and that is, if you could provide the world one tip to make it a better place, what would that be?
Is to make some health changes to add so that you can take charge of your health.
I love that. Such great advice. Well, thank you, Tess, for joining me today. You've given us inspiration and motivation. And so hopefully our listeners are going to go out and think about, their health and what they're doing and maybe just one little tweak that they can make today. So thanks for joining me, Tess.
Thank you for having me on the show again.
Thanks for joining us today on Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights. We hope you're leaving this episode with inspiration to take your coaching business and your life to the next level. If you found value in this episode, we would love it if you would subscribe and share it with someone else who you think might benefit from hearing it. Thanks, and we'll see you in the next episode.